And when you ask somebody, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you say Islam? Oh, terrorists. See? Like the association of the head garb, this hijab. This hijab is associated with oppression. Often I'm interviewed and said, how does Islam allow such oppression? I said, how did you associate oppression with the head garb? This to me is under the belt. How did you do? Christiane Amanpour goes to Iran and says, how do you allow your women to be oppressed with such garb? I said, so when a woman is cold outside, she's got a covering, she's oppressed? When she wants to be humble and modest, it's the flag of Islam. When my Catholic brethren, I had a lady who said, well, you know, why do you women wear this? I said, you have the statue of the Virgin Mary. Have you ever seen her without the head garb? She said, never, blasphemous. I was once at a temple in the synagogue, and after my presentation on bridges between Islam and Judaism, you know, a man of the Jewish faith asked me, he says, what is this your women are wearing? Like, what is this your women are wearing? Very, you know, pejorative. What is this? Guy was angry. I said to him in a nice way, I said, you've never seen the movie Moses? He said, yes. I said, the mother of Moses, when she had that garb on, did you ask the same question? He leaned back and says, you're right. I said, the difference is, you've kept it. You haven't.